Imagining yourself doing something before you do it is like rehearsing before going on stage. Picturing something in our mind often results in the same or similar emotional experience of actually doing it. In this imaginal exercise, you can practice welcoming rather than resisting uncomfortable emotions while reminding yourself of what you're after, unconditional self-acceptance. With as much detail as possible, picture in your mind the scene in which you plan to ask a stupid question. As you anticipate what you're about to do, you may feel your heart rate increase, feel hot and sweaty, or feel stomach nervousness. These uncomfortable feelings are a good sign. They indicate that your monkey mind is activated, triggering your fear of looking foolish and of being judged by others. Feeling this fear without resistance is your intention today. Open your hands, open your chest and heart, and breathe into this discomfort. Now imagine asking that question, the one that reveals to everyone present that you don't know something that you supposedly should know. For the purpose of this practice, imagine that you are in fact judged. Picture the other person's face or several people. Perhaps they smirk or roll their eyes. Maybe they say something in a mocking tone. These reactions will likely heighten feelings of embarrassment, which is good. Embarrassment is a normal and natural response to being judged. Gently remind yourself of your expansive mindset. Asking questions is not only smart, but it helps me connect authentically with others. If you don't know something, it doesn't mean you're stupid, even if others may think so. It takes courage to ask questions and learn new things. Doing so requires you to be vulnerable. Not only do we gain knowledge by asking questions, but we build resilience to the potential judgment of others. Wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a hug. By imagining yourself asking a stupid question, you're better prepared for the actual exercise. Regardless of what happens, you know what you're after and you know what to do.